represents Machlokes between Rav and Shmuel, and the more presents Machlokes with later Amoraim, Hahu Merabonan and Ravada Barahava, what is the understanding of Rav? So Rav says he cannot be madlik minyer l'ner, so either Rav is saying because of Bizi Mitzvah. So in case you're lighting directly from one ner to the other, not with a kinsa, so there's no Bizi Mitzvah, because for the purpose of a mitzvah, so it'll be mutter. The only issue is if you use a kinsa. So then Shmuel is being matter even with kinsa. Or Rav's issue is because of it's this is because it looks like he's being machashit. Which means the more it says, it looks like it's lessening it, the more it says, so even in the case of Lutzarach Mitzvah, it's going to be Usur. So then maybe when Shmuel was matim in Ner Lener, he was only matim in the case of Lutzarach Mitzvah. Okay. He wasn't in matim in the case of Kinsel. It's a good question. Some of the Quran raised the question, but for the argument's sake, we'll assume that there's no difference. Moshe Rav Avya. So Rav Avya has a kash. The price it says, "Selo shel Meister Sheni." You have a coin. This is a Meister Sheni coin. So you can't use it to weigh. So I have a coin, which is the Meister Sheni coin. I know it's a good weight. So I want to weigh some other coins. And Shechlin Kenegdoi did not resolve. So I can't use it to weigh these. Check out the weight, because the coins were based on weight. So I would want to. I know that the weight of this coin is good, which is the Meister Sheni coin. I want to weigh this non-Meister Sheni coin against it. Can't do it. I feel the chalal of Meister Sheni, even acher. Even if you want to make sure that the weight of the second one is valid, and thereby allowing you to use it to be mechal or meister sheni, even with tzarech mitzvah, you can't do it. Okay. So now, iyar bishlama kipliga rabba shmol miner l'ner, abba b'kinsa osur shmol. The problem is because of machish. The problem is because of machish, rab asur miner l'ner, and shmol was matzah miner l'ner. But kinsa, shmol would agree, you can't do it. So I understand, then holo havi tiyuvta, this will not be a tiyuvta to Shmuel, because I could say, this is like kinsa, right now it's chulin, it's not mitzvah, so you're not doing directly from one mitzvah to the other mitzvah. So there's elements of, even Shmuel would agree that that's awesome. Eliyamr b'kinsa nami shori, so the machloik is because of Bizuya mitzvah. So Rav is the most because of Bizuya. So therefore, Meiner Lener Rav would be matter. Rav only answered Bekinsa. I mean, Shmuel was even matter Kinsa. Okay, so Shmuel was matter Kinsa. Ha to have it to let this be a kash on Shmuel. So why isn't the doyma to the idea of Kinsa? You're weighing this to Prechulin to make it into mitzvah eventually. So it should be this very similar to the idea of Kinsa. Why is it also? So Amar Rava, it's not a kasha on Shmuel because Zera Shema lo yichave mishkaloi. So he'll see that the weight is not good. Because mapik lehu lechulin, which Rashi says it means doesn't he'll be mapik lechulin, which means to take it out to chulin. He'll leave it as chulin and say this is not a good coin to use. So he ended up he never did a mitzvah with it. So that's why even though Shmuel would hold the kinsa as mutter, that's from there to kinsa to there, which you're pretty much guaranteed is going to go to the next there. What are you letting kinsa for? But over here, we're not guaranteed it's going to go from the Meister Sheni to the Tchulin thing to Meister Sheni eventually. See Rashi, top of the page. Yeah. Meister Sheni. Dinar and Shechilo love Aleya Meister Sheni. Coins which you use to be Mechala Meister Sheni. And Sharkton Kenegdon. Dinor and Shechulin, Lira Shiyu Shleiman. You can't weigh other coins to see or Chulin to see that they're the right weight. And Rishon Kipliya Rabbi Shmuel Ben Ner Miner Lener Mamish. They argue in a case of near linear, directly. Well, a case of not with a splinter. She's not worried about this idea that looks like you're taking away the light. But using the toothpick, which is element of bizui, he agrees. Then holav havi tiyufte won't be a kash on him. The hanach dinorim the chulan loy gufayu mitzvah. They didn't have it on a mitzvah. Alav gav to the mitzvah kaboy luhul. So you know, use him for a mitzvah. The kinsa dami, that's comparable to the case of kinsa, lighting from the nair to the kinsa for the purpose of a nair. Eliyamr be kinsa nami shorishmo. Since the purpose is eventually to bring to a mitzvah, so therefore even with the splinter is motor. You can't weigh it even though you're planning to use it for a mitzvah. So Rabbi said, they're not going to be the right weight. Or they're too much weight. And so you're not going to use it, it's too small, or it's too much, you don't want to use it for ma'aser because it's not the amount of what you want to be mechal on ma'aser. Nimsa shabiza hamaiser shlo the tzarich. So you use the maiser coin for the purpose of this weighing something, for, and not for the purpose of mitzvah at the end. Mabulu chulin klamer, it means yenichem bechulein k'moshen. He'll leave him as chulin as before. Okay. Most of Rav Sheshes back in the Gemara. Mechusa peruchas avedus yarochus soy. So they would set up the nairis mechusa parochus, so parochus oedus. Vechila arahut sarach. Why did we light the menorah? The Rosham needs the light. Vechol haloi kol arboyim shana shalchu ben yisol by midbar lo hocha elolo aroy. Rosham gives light. 40 years of the midbar, he gave the light. Elo this. The purpose of this lighting is Edus Hilboy Olam Shashkina Sherba Yisrael. The purpose of the lighting of the menorah is to function as an Edus that the Shekhinah is in Klal Yisrael. My Edus, what's the Edus? Amar Rav Zunir Maravi Shenosin Boshem and Kemidas Chavres Seho. They would put the Nir Maravi, they put in the same amount of oil as all of the other lamps. And they would light from it in the evening all of the neiris. So they lit the neiris in the evening. They would come in the morning, and they would do hatavas neiris, which they would clean it out. The last one to do hatava from would go out through the night. You would do hatava. You would clean it out. And put new wicks, etc. That was done in the morning. Most Rishonim, that was it. According to Rambam, there was a mitzvah of lighting, and the Hatava meant you relit them, but the other Rishonim, you didn't relight them until the evening. But the Nimar Rabbi, you wouldn't do Hatava then, because it would still lit. You'd wait till the afternoon when you'd be relighting all of the other Neiris from the Nimar Rabbi. Then you put out the Nimar Rabbi and do Hatava, and then and let them light it. Bahahacha kimin the kvi ineris nosagad ole mishkel vadluki. But here you were lighting from the nemer rabbi to the other neris. These were not the various neris were all stationary in the menorah. They were not mobile, so you couldn't take one there and put it to the next. You had to use some type of intermediary to light. So Kasha and Rav Ben Lamandam Mishum Bizi Mitzvah, Ben Lamandam Mishum Achushi Mitzvah. Either way, you're going to learn this is should be also. So it's the Kasha and Rav. So my answer is Tigger Marapapa B'Psilas Aruches. Though the Eitzah was, you'd use long wicks and you would extend the actual wick from. So the one right next to it is not so long. Imagine the other end of the menorah was quite a long wick that you would extend and light. It sounds like the man of Hayyamadim was they lit all of the neighbors from it. Gemara says, "Soiv soiv l'madam mishum achushe mitzvah kasha." But according to the Gemara, busy mitzvah, you solved your problem. There's no intermediary, so it's mitzvah to mitzvah. It's mutter. It's not a bizoy. But achushe, it looks like you're taking away from the light. That should be a problem. Gemara says kasha. Yeah, it's a good. It's a kasha. Stands as a question.
What choice
do you have? Alright. Okay. So what Lewis is saying is I mentioned to you a few times that the Ben Yonah says whenever the more uses the word language of kasha as opposed to tiyuvta, means the more does not feel it as a conclusive question, it means that there are answers out there, the more just didn't feel the need to get involved in the answer. So what Lewis is saying is over here you have no other eitzes, so that's why even if Yolchus Shemis is a problem, but over here about they wanted a dafka to light from the Ner Merovi, which I'm not sure exactly why that it was important to them to do that as opposed to lighting from a separate source. But once that is true, so they had another eitzah. So then if another eitzah, so you're makel on the issue. Okay, Sirashi, Ner Merovi. Now this elusive Ner Merovi, exactly where was the Ner Merovi? So Rashi points out that the Ner Merovi wasn't exactly where you thought it was. So the menorah is if you walk into the Heichal, the menorah is on the southern side, and there's a machlokes whether how it was arranged. So one of them says it was arranged east-west. One of them says it was arranged north-south. So what is the definition of Ner Merovi according to both of those opinions? The Madam Rebbe Menachos, Mizrach Amar of Menachim, Seder HaKonim. Kahneman who says that the it was arranged east-west. Kari Marovi Ner Sheni Shebetzad Hachitzen Shuv B'Mizrach. So the Kaddish Kedoshim is in the west, and the second Ner on the right end, which is the further end away from the Kaddish Kedoshim, from the Oren, is called Ner Marovi. Why is it called Ner Marovi? Because it's more westerly than the first one. That's referred to as Ner Marovi. Correct. That is true. The Madarim says that what was the worst cheshbon? So the first one you come to is the easternmost one because you're coming in from the east, you're going west. So you would normally be malik the first one. You would deal with the first one. That would be the main one. Would be the first one. So that the pasuk says it's Lifnei Hashem, so it can't be the first one, so we have to move it to the second one, because that's further Lifnei Hashem than the first one. But otherwise, the idea of Mavir Lamitzis would be Makaya, that the first one should be the one which is the Iker. You're coming to deal with that one. Rashi will actually address that. It took place later on. Okay. So then, which one's called Ner Merovi? They're all equally east and equally west. Emsoi kari Merovi. So the middle one is called the Merovi. Al shem shal yipiv kenegan marav. They would put the wicks of the middle one. You know, you have your large cup. At what point of the rim did you put the wick? So you put the wick facing west. In the middle one, and the other ones you'd put the wicks facing towards the middle. So the towards the middle one, you iru, that's where the other one should light. And the only one which faced west was the middle one. Neris are luchish shalzov shenosim l'serchin shemen apshilas. Neris over here is referring to the bowl made out of gold, which is on the top of the menorah, which you'd put the oil and the wicks. Kamidas Chavis, how much is that? Chatzi lug. You put a half a lug in. It wasn't a tremendous amount of oil. I mean, I guess you have to picture how big the wicks were. So it's 8 ounces of oil, barrel. Chatzi lug, assuming a revius is 4 ounces, so this is 8 ounces. Shir b'lelele t'kubas tebas hagderlim, Chazar estimated that was the amount was necessary for to make it through the night of t'kubas tebas, which is the longest nights. V'im yidolak b'yoyim b'lelele saksarim yidolak, if it lasted during into the day, in the summer when the nights are short, that's fine. Abapachus loy. But you can't put less. Shalei Yechaba, but the Tavis, but Lila, you can't go out during the night. Time Torah Amram here, but Boiker, it has to last through the night. And once they set up an amount, they left it at that amount the whole year. Menahoy Yemadlik, an Eris Ben Arboim, you would light an Eris from it. Bohoy Messiah, a Tavis and Eris. It was the last one to do a Tavis and Eris. Shazola Kalayim, because they let it continue to light the whole day. And they would not do a Tava until the evening, as opposed to the other ones, they did a Tava in the morning. This Braisa holds the Mizrach Gemara of Menachem. That Braisa, which we're getting a part of the Braisa, which we're quoting, that Braisa happens to hold of a set of Mizrach Gemara. This is what was written in the Braisa prior to what our Gemara quotes. L'halois ner tamid. Shtei ner marabi tamid. It was called Tomid. You would start from it and you would end off with it. Since it didn't write L'Halois Neiros Tomid, there's one specific one which was used. It had to be a designated one, which that was the one which was used in general. Was the second one on the east end. He came in and found that they were still lit. He came in the morning and they were still lit, but very possibly they were still lit. He would clean out to take that. Dashin is the ashes, etc. So you would remove the ashes, was called the act of being medashe. But they put it out and would clean it out, right? So medashe and hamizrachi, you would light the easternmost one. You would clean out the easternmost one. Menichas and marabi, the west one next to the second one. Derlek, you would leave it lit. Shimenu malikas and there's hamanar ben raboyim. That was the one you would. Used to light the menorah in the evening. Mitzel shakava. So the Mishnah says over there in Talmud, if you found that it went out, you're going mishamei Shimon Hatzadik. So as long as Shimon Hatzadik was alive in Baisheni, so the Ner Meravi was always lit. After he passed away, it was the Nes was not there anymore. So it would be out. So madlikem mizbech oil. You would relight it from the fire on the mizbech oil. Menir be'enai. So Rashi, the Amar Rabbanan kivusa benir sheni. The reason why they specifically chose the second year. Mishum de'mavirin ala mitzvah. You shouldn't pass by a mitzvah. Chiyal beheichol v'kama pogim bereisha. So if it's set up east west, that's going to be the first one you're going to come to is the easternmost one. But uvei loy motzi it laschuli. You can't start with that one. See, yaruchas lifnei Hashem has to be further lifnei Hashem. So zershe echad chutzla. That's to be one further than it. The loy lakrina be lifnei Hashem. That's not called the one. I'm telling you which one. The one is lifnei Hashem. I mean, that doesn't mean anything if you're doing the first one. V'chamin menachis. The chesib enemarav lifnei Hashem. Echad zekulo la lifnei Hashem. The more it goes through that process, the more it says, it means it's further lifnei Hashem than the one before it. So that's the one, that means that's the one you would be madlik from, Bohi Messiah, Hatzavah. and you'd finish up the process of hatava, of cleaning it out, with it. Why? The fisher hashar hoyu meitiv shachris. The other ones you clean out in the morning. Mezu meitiv ben arboyim. You would clean out in the evening. Va'oiches hayishana b'yadoi. You would take the old one out of an ichba kli, still lit. Achanes and shem and a psila. You put in the new oil, umadlika, and you would light that one from this old one. Umadlika is manos hashara and all the other ones. You light the other ones from it now. Okay, and then you would let that one go out, and that was the end of the process of atava. What the meaning of seder yuma? Atava's hay neiros, kedem atava's bays neiros. So, if you picture our menorah like this, so we deal with five of the two separately. So, what's that about? So it sounds like the two easternmost ones were done first. No, sorry, the five westernmost ones were done first, and then you will do the first two easternmost ones. Mashma the kulo hoya meitiv shachris, it means you took care of all of them in the morning. V'yalva mikroi. Hainu b'shalo hoya ha'neis miskayim. That was long, when the neis no longer was functioning. V'yam moitza shakava. It already went out. So then already you would be made to the five neiros. And you'd then be made to the two neiros, and you would relight the second one to use in the evening to light from. The loisama kro anisa. So the pasuk is telling you, really from the pasuk, how to do it. Had there not been an ace, because the pasuk is not telling you the guaranteeing there's going to be an ace. Because man shal yisof habibin, how you dare kol yom vanoidus. But because man yisof was chaviv, there was an ace. You couldn't take it out to light the other ones from it. So you had to use some type of an instrument in between. You would light the kinsa, this piece of wood from the nemeravi. And from there you would light the rest. So it's a kasha. Either way, it's a kasha. So more answers to psilas aruches. Kala psilas yeshes kutz the neiros seim. Ashmegias zul zul. They would touch each other. Okay, Rashi says like you. I'm sorry. Umalik mimena hasmuchalo bashar zumizu. So you light the neiros rabbi would light the one closest to it, and then each one would light from the next one. So if the mandomar. The day Mishrag L'Shrag is Aser. He holds a Chushim, it's even Mishrag L'Shrag, even one near directly to the other near is Aser. The Mor says Kasha. Okay. Well, he had the wick. And whatever, I mean.
Just the way it's described, it's like this major undertaking.
Right here. Well, I guess you want to have it perfectly clean, so. You're mativ the five first, then you go back and you're mativ the two easternmost ones. You relight the second one in the morning. That's what the Mor says. You relight the second one, and then in the evening you would use that to light from.
You do the
five first, then do the easternmost one, leave number two till the evening, and you finish the process of atavah shtei neiros, you'd only finish that process of the Tovah Shtei Neiros in the evening. Because you didn't do the, you wouldn't do Hatovah to the second one until the evening. What's bothering you, I think, is Rashi learning Emivir LaMitzvah means the idea of choosing the one to light from also that's a concept of Emivir LaMitzvah. So theoretically, we should use the first one as the one to light from. That would be the most. So you come in the afternoon to light from it, we also have a day in the mitzvah then. Okay, Morris says, my Havi Allah. Morris says, so what's going to be in the Shaila? Are we Madlik Mimner Lener or are we not Madlik Mimner Lener? So Tosis raises the question. We had before that Rabbi quoted that Rabbi was noyig like Shmuel. So apparently the Mora is saying the Mora didn't want to rely on that alone as a psak. That was Rabbi's hanhaga, whatever it is. But he didn't necessarily. We're not presenting that. So that was the final psak and how the paskin. Rashi and Manalov seem to present it like that. And we have a klal and shas. You pass like Rabbi Suri, except for these three things. And that's why they're all put together. The Tosha says this over here is more than my Havi Allah means the more saying I'm not sure what to do on the Psak Allah. So Amar of Huna Breid of Yeshua, Chazina. We have to decide the following, we have to see. There's a question which the more is going to introduce right now. Is the mitzvah the Hadloka? Is the mitzvah the Hanocha? Yadloka is a mitzvah, Mandikim near the near. Is the process of the hadlaka is the mitzvah of the hadlaka, which we pass in the mitzvah of the hadlaka. Well, the ikar mitzvah is after you lit it, you're putting it in its place. Okay. So if the ikar mitzvah is putting it in its place, so the hadlaka is not the mitzvah. So then, but it's already lit. That is the mitzvah already. So then you're lighting from a mitzvah to a non-mitzvah, so you couldn't do that. So if the halakha is the mitzvah, you're doing from mitzvah to mitzvah, so you can be near the near. The halakha is the mitzvah, and you can be near the near. The boilu, because we have this question out there, halakha is the mitzvah, or halakha is the mitzvah. What is the ikar mitzvah is the act of the halakha, or it was the act of putting it in its place. I mean, sometimes you'd be lighting it in its place, but the halakha is not the main part of the mitzvah. The main part of the mitzvah is having the nair in its place lit. So once we decide that question, we'll answer this question also. So Toshima, let's decide that question and see what we can come up with. Damar Rava. Hayatofus ner Chanukah v'oymed v'loy osu v'loklum. Person's holding the menorah. Okay, so Rashi says, from the time they lit it until it went out. So he stood there, looking like the Statue of Liberty, holding the nair. So, the loch is loyasa v'lukvum. Because the mitzvah is not to lighting it, the mitzvah is having it set in its place. And he did not fulfill that obligation. Shramino hanocha is a mitzvah. So the verse says, no, it's no raya. Hasam haroya oimer letzarchahu dinokit lo. Over there, even if the loch is a mitzvah, but if he held it the whole time, there's no hacker at all, because people will think you lit a torch, to be able to have a torch in his hand. So that's everybody would agree that that's problematic. Toshma, except a second attempt at a raya. Zemarova, hilikavifnim vaitzia lo yosaklum. A person lit it inside and then took it outside, because we were supposed to light outside. Lo yosaklum. He said he was not. It didn't work. See, Amar Bishlama Halacha is a mitzvah. Halacha bim kaima ba'inan shum hachil liyasuklum. If you hold it, the ikir is the halacha, so it has to be lit in its place already. Al yamar hanocha is a mitzvah. Then you can light it and then put it in its place. So my liyasuklum liyasuklum. What's wrong with lighting it inside and then putting it down outside? See, hold hanocha is a mitzvah. Why is this not acceptable? Now we're taking this idea a step further, that Yim Yol Anocha is a mitzvah, if when he lit it, the indication was he was writing the Tzarech himself, then he put it down, so even though that's good, but since B'Shas, the Hadlaka functions as the Hechsher Mitzvah for the Hanacha, and the Hanacha was not acceptable because it was done in a way which people think lit it inside. Near Chanukah is supposed to be lit outside, so they say, well, this is not the Tzarech Mitzvah B'Chlal. And afterwards he decided to put it down. That wouldn't even, he would agree that's not acceptable. Zir Rashi. So the two Nafkimin, the Tosis says it was lit by a Chershad of a Katan. So that would be acceptable. It would not be acceptable. Or in case where it was outside, he was holding it and then he put it down afterwards. He was in the right Malkum.
But if you're holding it, it looks like you're not doing it for your own.
No, see, in the case before, the more the case was, he held it, Rashi says he held it the whole time. That's called the Tzarecha Hu, the Adlaka. This case over here is called the Tzarecha Adlaka, because he lit it inside, and then he pulled it outside. If he was outside, and he lit it, and then he put it down, if you don't know Chosim, that would be okay. Because then people would understand that it was just then lit for the purpose of putting it down. If you hold Hanukkah Chosim, Tirashi. First wide line, five lines on the bottom. Yaloka is a mitzvah. Ian mitzvah shall chanaka tuya bahadloka. So the malikin, you can light from one near to the other. Kadashka minar, like we did with the menorah, the hadloka was minar the near. Yanocha is a mitzvah. Vikram mitzvah say tuya bahanocha, the act of putting it down. Emalikim minar the near. The hadloka lav mitzvah he kuli high. The act of hadloka is not the main mitzvah. Rashi says we're not going to say it's just. It's nothing, it is part of the process of the mitzvah, but it's not the main part of the mitzvah. So you're lighting from the Ner Chanukah to something which is not mitzvah yet, totally, and that's not acceptable.
Why would you say Anacha is a mitzvah if you say that the menorah, the Mikdash Shur, was Hadlacha is a mitzvah?
The lomus behind Hanocha is a mitzvah. In other words, in the Mikdash, the main mitzvah was the act of lighting it. In other words, there was no purpose of having the light, as the Torah says. The main term, there was the act of lighting it. Over here, Chazal's main purpose was the fact that you have this nair lit in this place, giving off the light. So, the halakha, in a certain sense, was just to facilitate having the light. So, one of them says, okay, so it means that the main point of Chazal was having the nair in the right place. We look at the halacha just as a hechsher. So that's the b'shat number holds halacha as a mitzvah. So it was different than the nair in the mikdash. Mashenkin the other number holds. Says, yeah, but the way Chazal set up the mitzvah was light. Therefore, you'll have light. You know, having light can't be a mitzvah. But one number says no. But even though that's true, but we look at the act of lighting it was like the hechsher to have the nair in its place, giving off its light. This is a known machlokes out there. Once you're going to resolve that question, the resolution of that question will resolve this one also. If a person held it in his hand the whole time, from the time he lit till it went out. Doesn't mean he was standing necessarily. It means that he remained in that state of holding it as opposed to sitting. So it's no good. So Morris says, if you hold halacha is a mitzvah, what's the problem? So my answer is, l'tzarcha l'ishtameish v'leka heker nisa. If you never put it down, see, he agrees you never got to the point of the heker mitzvah, and that's not acceptable. He lived b'fnim b'bayis, v'tzi l'chutz, k'ram l'yel d'tzarcha l'nicha, a pesach b'esem b'chutz. You have to put it down outside. So lo yosu klum. See, every shalom about halacha is a mitzvah, mishamachi lo yosu b'lo klum. If the mitzvah is the lighting, you have to light in the right place. If you hold on the mitzvah, so what's wrong with lighting it inside and taking it outside? So we haven't resolved that shiloh yet. Toshma. Okay, Dom Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. A shoshis is a large type of lamp. Rashi calls it a lantern. So he said, Delekas, Velechas, Koloyam Kuloy. It was lit the whole time. Rashi says a case where he lit it the tzarech mitzvah Chanukah on Erev Shabbos, and he lit it the tzarech mitzvah, and it's still going. Theoretically, it could have been the same thing, you know, any one of the nights. But the example we're giving is Erev Shabbos. So mechaba umadlika, so you put it out and you relight it again. Siyama b'shlama b'hadlaka is a mitzvah. Shaper, if it's, the mitzvah is hadlaka, so you, the fact that it's lit there doesn't help me. You, that's why you have to relight it. You have to put it out, but Dafka put it out and relight it. Well, Yarmad Hanocha is a mitzvah. Haimachaba Madlika. So it says that the process is Machaba Madlika. So if anything, Haimachaba Madlika, Machaba Umagbiha, Umanicha, Umadlika Miboyale. So the Gemara says, even if you're going to argue, Tosfos says, what's wrong with saying that if it's there, just the Gemara should ask much more simply that it's there in place, so why are you mechuyev to do anything? It's not, why is it any worse in the case of the Chershah of the Cotton lit it, and you put it in its place? So it's lit there from before Shabbos, and it's in its place. Right. So Tosfos says that the reason why it happened in the case of Ashoshis was a case that it was something which was lit, not the tzarech ner Chanukah. It was lit as an Ashoshis to be a lamp for the purpose of Shabbos. And here he is Motzi Shabbos, and he said, you know what? Let's use it for the purpose of ner Chanukah. So then already, like we saw before, if even though halacha is a mitzvah, but there has to be the halacha, has to be the tzarech, the mitzvah, in order that it should be used. So I can't use this ner as is, because the chesh of the cotton is standing in the right spot, lighting the right time. It's obvious it's done for the purpose of the mitzvah, so that's called a good achana for the act of now putting it down in its place. You don't have it over here, so you're going to have to put it out. And again, what Tosfos is going to say is, now you're going to have to take it away from its place where it was used, the tzarech ner Shabbos, and move it into the right place to be able to indicate that it's being done the tzarech mitzvah ner Chanukah. Now, I'm not sure about this. I want to look into this. I didn't get to it. I'm sorry. In the order of the Gemara, in other words, you need to do an act of hanocha, so mechaba umagbiya, you have to pick it up and move it out of its place. Umanicha umadlika, I mean, it could have said malika umanicha also. So I'm not sure why the order has to be dafka manicha umadlika according to him. Va'oid, mirikom evrechinan, asher kiddushalam, b'tzal b'tzivon, al-hadik nir shalchanaka, shmamino, halakha isi mitzvah, shmamino. The language of the bracha indicates that Chazal were putting the dagesh on the act of hadlaka.
If you used it the night before for your Hanukkah, you don't have to pick it up and put it down again.
That's what Tosfos learns. Halacha lemaisa.
According to those who say that if you hold Hanukkah, it's a mitzvah.
Right, that's what Tosfos says. Rashi does not learn like that, and the Rashi is more difficult than the Gemara. Right?
You have to pick it up every night.
Right. The hash of the marina halakha is a mitzvah, and now that we say halakha is a mitzvah, so leak a cash at the cut and loyasa will look from. Because how you held halakha is a mitzvah, like we said before, Tosfos points out before, so then the halakha with the cash of the cut would be acceptable as long as the gadol was the one who would put it in its place. But now that that's true, the act of halakha is the ikur, so you can't have halakha done by somebody who's not a baruch hayu. Isha vare malika, but a woman could light the Rav Shulman Levi, Noshim Chayavis ben Yerchanaka, Shafhein Hoyibois Anes. They were also involved with the nace, and therefore the women are chai. This is Rashi. I translated it as definitely. You know, it means there's no shiloh that means apparently there is what the, you don't.
But does that mean that she's just obligated as men, therefore she can use them?
Yeah. She's obligated. Okay, let's hear Rashi. Ashoshes is kli gadol shel zchuchis, is a large container, of glass, belaz lanterna, so lantern. The lekas shelika mitzvahs Chanukah be'erev Shabbos. Rashi says it was not lit near Shabbos, like Tosfos says, it was lit near Chanukah. Malika the mitzvahs allowed you relight it. How you boy said neis? Shekash yivanim al kol psulas anisus lehiboil latafsh tchila. Part of the gzera that they made was every woman, when she would go from the being a rusa to being a nesuah, would have to first meet with the governor. And so they were in the gzera. Specifically, there was an element of the gzera against them, which was through the nes was removed. And while yaday isha nasa hanes, and furthermore, through the process of Yehudis, the nes took place. So they were involved. Intimately and integrally into the nace in both elements. So halacha lemaisa, Tosfos points out, so now you're allowed to light menir lenir, the Gemara says. Because the Gemara said, if you hold halacha as a mitzvah, you're allowed to light menir lenir, but the minhag olam is not, so Tosfos says, and therefore we don't do that. We use the minhag olam is, we use kimish no olam, l'hachra ein l'shanas a minhag. You shouldn't change the minhag not to light menir lenir. So give me the opposite situation. You have no other option, so you would do that.